So we'll move on to mantle cell in a second, but I just find it interesting. Of course, there's all the individuality and art of oncology that in the four of you discussing this case so far, and you haven't brought up what actually the patient was treated with.
So all of those issues, though, that have been brought up were part of this discussion. So related to Andy's point, we discussed the role of autologous stem cell transplant, and our discussion was fairly frank. We typically would use rice chemotherapy as the next line for a patient that we were going to try and reduce their tumor volume before going to stem cell transplant. And the option we presented to her was either to do an autologous stem cell transplant now or not at all. So not to wait to some later time when she relapsed and reserve it. And she decided that she did not want that to be part of her care. She did undergo typing for an allogeneic stem cell transplant that could have been reserved for a later date. We also talked, related to Mike's points, about the role of returning to single agent rituximab. I, like Jonathan and others, I was quite surprised that she went that long without additional therapy, relapsing that soon after our CHOP. And that's what brought autologous stem cell transplant into the picture. Having been on years of maintenance therapy with rituximab, she really was not interested in the maintenance approach as part of that and viewed single-agent rituximab as single-agent rituximab plus maintenance. And so after more discussion, what she elected to do was to go on to receive radioimmunotherapy. So she got a single test dose at that time and then treatment dose of radioimmunotherapy, had a good response, and has remained in remission from that time until now.
And how long has that been?
And that's been about a year and a half now, or
Mike?
Close to 2 years now.
Yeah, I'd just be interested in Julie's comments on that. So it certainly, again, it proves very active agent, but for somebody you're thinking about taking to a transplant, I know there's data you can collect stem cells without any problem, but I just wonder, was that a concern if you think you're ultimately going to get her there?
So the data is if a patient's more than 6 months beyond getting radioimmunotherapy, it's probably okay as far as collecting the cells. Of course, you never know what's really going to happen and if they're going to respond or not. So if she's a year and a half out, she'd probably be okay. The issue is, do you want to, and you've already decided this because you said, do you want to do an auto transplant in somebody who's had, you know, multiple therapies? There's lots of information now in multiple cytotoxic therapies that auto transplant doesn't work, but in patient who's had lots of rituximab and radioimmunotherapy, there's not that much data, so don't know.
But Chris, you wouldn't say auto's off the table, would you, down the road?
Well, in our discussion, part of the decision to move to radioimmunotherapy was that auto transplant would unlikely be part of her regimen in the future, given that this would occur some point down the line when she would need more cytotoxic therapy for auto transplant. Now we're talking about something really in the closer to the fourth line, although Julie brings up good points that this is now, you know, considering radioimmunotherapy and rituximab as her second and third line therapy. It's hard to know what that means, but I would very rarely consider autologous transplant for a follicular lymphoma patient in a fourth line setting.
I used to be an advocate for allogeneic transplant in younger patients, but that data set I had alluded to, one surprising data from that, Neil, was when we matched. There were also patients who received allo, about 50 and 150 who had auto. And obviously it's fraught with going back and comparing. But when we did multivariate analysis and something called propensity scoring and matching, there was a persistent overall survival benefit for auto transplant versus allo. And the one beauty of NCCN data is it's very long-term follow-up. And we saw a number of late deaths, progressions, GVH, beyond 3, 4, 5 years for patients who had allo transplant. I'm not saying I'd never recommend it, but this data set at least has caused me some pause.
You know, on the other hand, can I just mention that there was a very small BMT-CTN trial that was supposed to randomize patients to reduced intensity allo versus auto for follicular. Unfortunately, it stopped early because of accrual. But for patients that were on there, the allo patients actually had a better outcome. So I think it's controversial.
Short term.
Short term, yes.